Week 8, Zechariah. For the Gospel of Matthew, the central aim is to show that Jesus of Nazareth is in fact the long-awaited Son of David, Israel's Messiah. Matthew does so especially by pointing to the events in Jesus' life as the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. The Gospel cites a number of prophetic books in this pursuit, but one more than any other, the Book of the Twelve. 10 times Matthew quotes from the minor prophets, which is more than Isaiah and second only to Deuteronomy. And these 10 quotations, 3 of them come from the prophet Zechariah. That is, in Matthew 21:5 from Zechariah 9:9 through 13, Matthew 26:31 from Zechariah 13:7 through 9, and Matthew 27:9 through 10, which is from Zechariah 11:12 through 13. The first of these are the most important, so they will occupy our attention here. But first, it is important to look briefly at the book of Zechariah. Along with Haggai and Malachi, Zechariah is one of 3 post-exilic prophets to close the Book of the Twelve. While Zechariah shares things in common with the other two, what sets it apart is his focus on the coming Messiah and his appearance in the day of the Lord. This is especially true of Zechariah 9 through 14, which seems to have been foundational to the New Testament's thinking about the Messiah. The question of the Messiah was important to Zechariah's day because, though living in the land, Israel was still under the control of the Persians. This meant that Israel was no longer autonomous, and most importantly, no longer had a king. Since God's ancient promises to Israel depended upon a Davidic king, a burning question of the day was, how then can God's promises be fulfilled? This question is key to Zechariah 9 through 14. In Zechariah 9, the prophet delivers an oracle that foresees a day when the messianic king would come to deliver Israel. It begins with these words. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. This is Zechariah 9:9. These are the words the Gospel of Matthew cites when it wants to show the significance of Jesus of Nazareth and his triumphal entry into Jerusalem in Matthew 21:5. Quote, this took place, Matthew tells us, to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet. This is Matthew 21:4. So Jesus is the long-awaited messianic king of Israel. Interestingly, though, the gospel leaves out one of the lines from the prophecy, righteous and victorious. We will see shortly why it has done this. In Zechariah 13, the prophet delivers another oracle about the future day of the messianic king. This prophecy speaks in particular about how God will cleanse the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from sin and impurity. This is in 13:1. Apparently, the way in which God will accomplish this is by striking down his shepherd. Quote, awake, sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is close to me, declares the Lord Almighty. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones. This is Zechariah 13:7. In the Gospel of Matthew, Christ himself quotes the second half of this passage in explaining his imminent suffering. Quote, then Jesus told them, this very night you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written. This is Matthew 26:31. Not only does this passage show Christ as the coming king of Zechariah's oracles, but it also helps explain why, in Matthew, the Zechariah 9:9 quote leaves out language of the victorious king. The gospel wanted to highlight that Jesus' victory would not come as the people had expected. It would not come through force, by one earthly kingdom overcoming another with swords and soldiers and chariots. It would come instead through the kingdom of heaven overcoming the kingdom of earth, by Christ's death reconciling humanity to God, and his resurrection providing the first fruits of his coming kingdom. In this way, the Gospel of Matthew offers a deeply theological reading of Zechariah's prophecies.